Today, I'm announcing the United States is targeting the main artery of Russia's economy. We're banning all imports of Russian oil and gas and energy. That means Russian oil will no longer be acceptable at U.S. ports, and the American people will deal another powerful blow to Putin's war machine. This is a move that has strong bipartisan support in Congress and, I believe, in the country. Americans have rallied to support their Ukrainian people and made it clear we will not be part of subsidizing Putin's war. We made this decision in close consultation with our allies and our partners around the world, particularly in Europe, because a united response to Putin's aggression has been my overriding focus, to keep all NATO and all of the EU and our allies totally united.
Fight is our fight.
Ваша боротьба – це наша боротьба.
2017 will be the year of offense.
Рік, 2017 рік буде ріком нападу.
All of us will go back to Washington and we will push the case against Russia.
Ми всі повернемося до Вашингтону і ми будемо відстоювати санкції проти Росії.
Enough of a Russian aggression.
Досить вже російської агресії.
It is time for them to pay a heavier price.
Час вже, щоб вони заплатили.
The United States aids Ukraine and her people so that we can fight Russia over there and we don't have to fight Russia here.
When the Soviet Union, the Soviet Empire collapsed, and as the empire collapsed, I moved in and picked up the pieces. First in Hungary in 1984, and then Poland in 87. China in 87 as well, so this is how the Soros Empire was replacing the Soviet Empire.
And how do you think you're doing in your imperial ambitions?
They think you're dumb and will think of the breakdown of civilization and the energy prices exploding and the food prices exploding and all the hyperinflation is because of Putin, not because of the Great Reset, not because of Fauci, not because of Klaus Schwab, not because of Bill Gates. They're the architect of this takeover with the Chinese. Gates is building nuclear reactors, the newest in China. They got new coal plants opening every week. They're open for business. We're closed for business. We are under attack, just like the Russians are. They want to have Americans and Europeans kill each other with the Russians while China takes over the world. That's why Trump said, hey, we ought to, you know, bomb the Russians and say it was the Chinese. He said that as a joke, but that's what they're getting us to do, is bomb our own energy, bomb our own food prices, bomb our own dollar value in this big lie. So this is the next political distraction. We always ask, they're killing us with all these shots and it's coming out that they're deadly and how will they smoke screen? And I said, a big war and a financial collapse. And that's it. And we're here. I told you thousands of times, every show, multiple times, over and over and over and over. Get ready to crawl in a hole and die of radiation poisoning. Okay? Because we are a satanic nation and we killed 60 million babies. If we don't repent now and if we don't change our ways now, most of us are dead. You understand that? You're all dead. Klaus Schwab's gonna murder you. Well, you can mark your calendar, ladies and gentlemen. Tuesday, March 8th, 2022, is the day the United States officially went to war with Russia. Welcome here to the Alex Jones Show. Last night, Tucker Carlson accurately pointed out that this proxy war that NATO started with Russia was now bleeding into a full-scale war. And when you block energy exports and you block imports into a country, that is the oldest form of war. It's called siege. Putin has said just 3 days ago on the 5th that it would, quote, be a declaration of war if sanctions were put on Russia, like banning the importation of gas and oil into Europe or the United States. That's the Washington Post, but I don't just believe them. I went and watched his press conference. Here's Sky News, NPR, all reporting the same thing. Putin calls sanctions a declaration of war. And now Biden, just minutes ago, officially announced a total ban on all Russian energy. And a bigger issue is that Europe imports about half its energy from Russia. They're announcing they're about to totally cut energy. Do you have any idea what this means? Total, absolute depression. And they're in the news. The head of the EU, the head of the World Economic Forum, the head of the UN, they're all saying they need tens of trillions in an emergency global bond to pay for everyone to transition to electric cars. Even if they had electric cars, that wouldn't work because they've cut off the coal to burn to make the electricity. And now you know why Biden shut down more than 2,000 pipelines and pipeline spurs, including the Keystone Pipeline, as it was completed last year. I have a stack of news and video clips with world leaders saying, this is an opportunity, this is a transition to the Great Reset and Build Back Better. But to build a new building, you got to blow up the old one. But of course, they're not sinking our ship here and then giving us another boat to get on. They're sinking us all into worldwide collapse with a few companies able to keep operating to vertically integrate the world. They knew, and I'm going to play a clip first of Biden and then of Lindsey Graham, Adam Schiff, and then Soros all bragging over the years how they were going to start a war and were starting a war with Russia. And they knew Putin gave them a month to announce that they would not take in Ukraine, and they were putting out the chatter that Ukraine was about to be brought into NATO and that nuclear weapons were about to be stationed in Ukraine to manipulate Putin into invading. And I said Putin was manipulated into this. It's not a good idea. But, you know, his brother was killed being shelled by the Nazis in World War II. And, of course, he was born right after World War II. And he is very, very upset about armies on their borders. Russia is always getting invaded throughout history and then winning when the chips are down. And that's where we are again, ladies and gentlemen. You know, Biden got one thing right. Usually when he screws up his foot-in-the-mouth events are wrong. But this one was so wrong, it was right. He said Putin invaded Russia, and no one's invaded Russia since World War II. Well, it's true nobody's invaded Russia since World War II. And it's also true that Putin invaded Russia because Ukraine is where Russia was born. Why do you think they call it Belarus? That just means white Russian. Because you go east, people get darker. They call them, those are the white Russians over there. What do you think Ukraine is? It's the white Russians as well. In fact, it's had names in its past like that. The word Slav comes from the founder of Ukraine in 900 and something. Look it up. His name was Slav Zaz, or look it up. I have trouble pronouncing it. So that's where we are. And now Russia's committed, ready for nuclear war. Let me give you the big news here. There was a Pentagon drill, war game, official war game in 2019 called the NATO-Russia-Ukraine War. I'm going to show it to you here in a moment. And they estimated, the Pentagon did in this big supercomputer drill, that it would lead to nuclear war and at least 1 billion dead. And now major think tanks say 10% chance nuclear war within a month. So that's on the low side, a billion dead. So what did I say would come out of the Great Reset and come out of phase one, the virus, the tracker apps, the controls? Then there would be a war, a cyber attack, conflict with Russia, and then China will move into Taiwan. And that's what's going on. War will cause hell on earth for global food prices. But really, it's not even the war that's doing that right now. It was already done with the supply chains, but now they're blaming Putin. And he walked right into the trap of the Great Reset. And I said that when this started a few weeks ago, when this started 14 days ago, and I say it again now. But now if Russia pulls out, they'll pour even more weapons into Ukraine and accelerate that war with Russia, and that'll go right back to where we are. And they've got the former head of NATO. They've got a bunch of former British and U.S. generals all over the news. I got a stack of them right here saying, time to go ahead and just have war with Russia. Time to go ahead and just send in the U.S. military. Time to take the A-10s out of mothballs and just kill all the Russians. Well, the Russians will then use tactical nuclear weapons on Poland or anywhere else those aircraft are stationed. But see, the globalists are going to go to their bunkers while we die on the surface. This is their great reset. They said 90% depopulation by 2030. They're not playing games. That's official World Economic Forum policy, and they're the mouthpiece of the globalists. So don't you see they mean business? Let's go ahead and roll a clip here of Biden just about 30 minutes ago.
Today, I'm announcing the United States is targeting the main artery of Russia's economy. We're banning all imports of Russian oil and gas and energy. That means Russian oil will no longer be acceptable at U.S. ports, and the American people will deal another powerful blow to Putin's war machine. This is a move that has strong bipartisan support in Congress and, I believe, in the country. Americans have rallied to support their Ukrainian people and made it clear we will not be part of subsidizing Putin's war. We made this decision in close consultation with our allies and our partners around the world, particularly in Europe, because a united response to Putin's aggression has been my overriding focus, to keep all NATO and all of the EU and our allies totally united.
All right, when we come back, I have a clip of him in 97 saying any move into Ukraine would be an act of war and Russia would respond with an act of war. He believes World War III could start there. They know what they're doing. They started this. The head of the CFR wants a war. This is psychotic. Here they are bragging about the war they've helped start in Ukraine.
Fight is our fight.
2017
will be the year of offense. All of us will go back to Washington and we will push the case against Russia.
Ми всі повернемося до Вашингтону і ми будемо відстоювати санкції проти Росії.
Enough of a Russian aggression.
Досить вже російської агресії.
It is time for them to pay a heavier price.
Час вже щоб вони заплатили.
The United States aids Ukraine and her people so that we can fight Russia over there and we don't have to fight Russia here.
When the Soviet Union, the Soviet Empire collapsed, and as the empire collapsed, I moved in and picked up the pieces. First in Hungary in 1984, and then Poland in 87, China in 87 as well. So this is how the Soros Empire was replacing the Soviet Empire.
And how do you think you're doing in your imperial ambitions?
So there you go. They're all starting a war. They all know exactly what they've done. Putin's walked in to the trap, and now we're all going to pay with a giant depression. And they're going to use that as their great reset. So get ready, ladies and gentlemen. They think you're stupid, and they think you don't know. It's them doing it to us.
Alex Jones here with a very simple proposal for all our great InfoWars listeners and viewers. If you will simply get X3 with all three types of good iodine that boost your immune system and help everything that goes on in your body at the cellular level, it will change your life. It will invigorate you. It will empower you. Almost everyone has iodine deficiency. Look into it for yourself. It's the opposite of fluoride. It's the good halogen. And then your purchase of X3 funds our operation. Now, a lot of our products have been sold out and never came back in because of the lockdowns and supply chain breakdowns. We were sold out of X3 for a long time. And I had it on sale for 50% off, and a lot of folks were getting it. And I was thinking, you know what? I'm going to bring it back on sale again just until it sells out. Because even though we won't make as much money in the long run, a lot of folks need this product, and we need to get the money from the sales in now to stay on air. So your X3 right now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Well, welcome to a front row seat to Armageddon. Nuclear war is on the table. I'm your host, Alex Jones. You know, we would have Lee Stranahan on and a lot of other expert guests over the years about Ukraine and how the West was using it as a money laundering operation and how they were building up stay-behind networks and paramilitary troops trained by Army Special Operations and others to lure the Russians into a trap. I mean, I know a lot of people who've been over there for more than a decade before the West even overthrew the Russian-backed elected leader, who've been over there preparing this. People ask, well, why'd they let the Russians in? Why didn't they stop them right at the border? Where were the tank traps? Where were the mines? Well, they were luring them in to attack them with thousands of anti-tank missiles and anti-aircraft missiles. And then more hardware is being poured in out of the West, out of Poland. And Poland understands that Russia could target them over this. They're like, oh, no, no, we're not going to give fighter jets to Ukraine and then, quote, have the Secretary of State backfill it. And so, okay, you give them your billions in jets, and then we'll just give you jets to replace those. It's the same thing. Oh, we're not going to give Ukraine jets to fight Russia. Poland is, and then we'll replace their old jets with new jets. And Lavrov and Putin came out yesterday and said, that's an act of war. They said it 2 days ago, and they bombed all the Ukrainian airfields. They didn't want to destroy those before. They do just want to kick NATO out of there. And I'm not defending the Russian position, but I understand it. And it was well known in all the big think tanks that doing this would make Russia go in. And Putin kept warning and kept warning. And he said 2 weeks ago on the eve of this, just say that you're not going to bring Ukraine into NATO and I will not invade. And stop shelling the East and stop trying to infiltrate and sabotage in the south area there at the port they've got that Russia annexed in 8 years ago because the West and Soros bragged that they overthrew Ukraine. Why does Richard Inhofe of the CFR brag that they overthrew Ukraine? Why does all these different globalists say this and talk about it? Why does Zbigniew Brzezinski, before he died, brag? Why does Soros brag? Because they want to piss the Russians off to invade. And they got them to do it. So people were all in two camps 2 weeks ago. Either Alex, you should be pro-Putin. He's fighting the globalists. He's tired of being pushed around. And Russia's Christian now, and you should be for Putin. Or he's the worst guy on earth. We should start bombing Russian troops and have World War III. Not for that either, because I see 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20 moves out, and it's not hard to see this. I told you a month ago, the war started. They would cut off the energy worldwide, use that as the pretext to cover up for the supply chain breakdowns, but it already happened. And folks, this is so simple. And now they're saying, oh, the energy prices are high. Oh, the food isn't getting delivered. Oh, the third world's starving to death. Not because of 2 years of lockdowns in the third world, where the IMF and World Bank ordered it. No, because of Putin. And then Biden doesn't let the U.S. drill in the Gulf. He kills all the new oil leases on public lands, many on private lands. He kills the Keystone Pipeline. They kill it all. And now they stop all Russian energy imports into the United States. There's a lot of mines that they don't even allow in the U.S. under the FDA, under the EPA, excuse me. A lot of the rare earth minerals we get are from Russia. None of that is allowed now in. And that's going to hurt America further. But don't worry, Russia's now going to sell everything to who? To who? China. And they're going on the Chinese digital currency now, and they're going to sell all their oil to China now, and China will have energy, and China will have rare earth minerals, but we'll have nothing. You'll own nothing, you'll have nothing, and you'll like it. That's why Buttigieg and the head of the Energy Department and all of them said, oh, it's a transition. All being done by design, squeezing the little guy, just like the lockdowns. Oh, your small company's not essential. Oh, your business is not essential. But the big companies, they are essential. Here's Biden, who really, going back to being a senator, was the globalist in charge of Ukraine. It's kind of like his little duchy, his little fiefdom, his little area that he runs for the bosses. And here he is saying that, oh, if we bring Ukraine in, that's the red line for Russia. Here it is.
I think the one place where the greatest consternation would be caused in the short term for admission, having nothing to do with the merit and preparedness of the country to come in, would be to admit the Baltic states now in terms of NATO-Russian, U.S.-Russian relations. And if there was ever anything that was going to tip the balance, were it to be tipped in terms of a vigorous and hostile reaction, I don't mean military, in Russia, it would be that. So the way I look at the calculus here is
all right, so there you go, ladies and gentlemen. And what was happening around that time? They were bombing Belgrade and bombing Serbia, and they gave one-third of Serbia to the Muslims, the Albanians, to ethnically cleanse, and the Russians sent in Russian troops into the Pristina airfield to stop the full handover of the country to the Muslims. It's that serious. I legitimately know and believe there's a good chance we're going to see a regional war break out and then a nuclear war. It's the Great Reset. They want to get to 90% population reduction by 2030. That's the official goal. And they're implementing everything they can. So they think you're dumb and will think that the breakdown of civilization and the energy prices exploding and the food prices exploding and all the hyperinflation is because of Putin, not because of the Great Reset, not because of Fauci, not because of Klaus Schwab, not because of Bill Gates. They're the architect of this takeover with the Chinese. Gates is building nuclear reactors, the newest in China. They got new coal plants opening every week. They're open for business. We're closed for business. We are under attack, just like the Russians are. They want to have Americans and Europeans kill each other with the Russians while China takes over the world. That's why Trump said, hey, we ought to, you know, bomb the Russians and say it was the Chinese. He said that as a joke, but that's what they're getting us to do, is bomb our own energy, bomb our own food prices, bomb our own dollar value in this big lie. So this is the next political distraction. We always ask, they're killing us with all these shots and it's coming out that they're deadly, and how will they smoke screen? And I said, a big war and a financial collapse. And that's it. And we're here. I told you thousands of times, every show, multiple times, over and over and over and over. Get ready to crawl in a hole and die of radiation poisoning. Okay? Because we are a satanic nation and we killed 60 million babies. If we don't repent now and if we don't change our ways now, most of us are dead. You understand that? You're all dead. Klaus Schwab's gonna murder you.
Rarely are people confronted or presented with a real 360 win or a non-zero-sum game. But I can tell you, getting high-quality, storable food from the top company in the United States that's ready to ship to you is a 360 win. We are in a total inflationary environment for the next 5-10 years, in my view. The globalists are devaluing all the major world currencies. Well, how do you get ahead of that? Well, you can buy real estate, but still you got to pay property taxes on that. There's a lot of problems. It's not easy to offload. But with things like high-quality storable food that's packaged very, very well, that lasts more than a decade, it's insurance you can eat. And by buying food now, you get around the inflation because, again, the food doesn't cost more in the future. My Patriot Supply is the biggest company in the U.S. after only 15 years in business because of great quality and very low prices ready to ship. And when you go to preparewithalex.com, a subdomain of InfoWarsStore.com, you will find their full selection at the lowest prices anywhere out there. And that then also supports the broadcast. So you're getting high quality storable food at a very low price, ready to ship to you. You're funding InfoWars. You're keeping us on the air. You're getting insurance you can eat. And you, again, are getting it early, so you beat inflation. A true 360 win. On the preparedness checklist, having high-quality storable food is right up there at the top with self-defense, water, and transportation. So take care of that box now as the world goes into this deepening Great Reset crisis. Fund the info war, beat inflation, all in one spot. PrepareWithAlex.com or 888-253-3139. Again, PrepareWithAlex.com is a subdomain of InfoWarsStore.com. By visiting that, you go right to the page with the best deals on high-quality storable food ready to ship.